Hello and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about being a loser and the power of being a loser. If you get instant wins and instant success, the ability you can carry that on and keep fighting doesn't really match up. Because it gets very boring. Like, I'm just winning. Like, there's no struggle. There's no, pain. There's nothing pushing you forward. You're just good at it, and you just play it. And you take it for granted. But if you take people that have always keep losing, whether it's losing in a raffle, or losing in life, or losing the girl or boy your dreams, or whatever losing part that you always see every day, makes you want to get up and try again. Makes you want to push yourself even harder and find out where you're going. If you get quick success, it doesn't really last and you normally lose it, and that person gets quick success, doesn't know how to get back on the horse again, doesn't know how the structure it is to get back to the winning circle. But they don't understand it's about the journey in between. It's about the experiences that you're going through of losing, of getting little victories, of making yourself better. You just have to pick out, like, how much losing can you handle in one setting. Because if you lose correctly, it means you're trying different things in different ways to win. If you're doing the same thing every day and just saying, well, I'm gonna try to win today, I'm going to keep gambling the same way, you're going to keep losing, well, that's just suicide. You have to work things out and you say, well, that's not working for me. Let me try this way. Maybe this might work better. And the little things that you do to go around that different alleyway of like something new, something this, like, am I going to work on this? That all works on your skills that make you better. For example, if you're constantly like, you know, I'm going to go try to hit a baseball every single day and you just strike out every day. Well, maybe baseball isn't for you because you need really good hand-eye contact to see a ball coming at you 90 miles an hour. But then you try badminton or croquet or basketball, and you notice that you're like, your skills are a little bit better. You're doing things better. You're still losing because you're getting beat whatever way or getting done because this is new to you, but you're using your different movements. You're using your different, being more agile with basketball. You're being more patient with badminton. It's really important to keep trying what works for you and pushing yourself forward. See, I've always lost my whole life. I've lost all my money. People have scammed me multiple times. I've lost everything time in and time out. But I had the right support system that knew who I was. I'm very artistic, very creative, very lots of empathy, sympathy, and compassion. So it's very easy to take advantage of me. But the people around me knew that. And that's why, like, no, you got to keep going. You keep running into these losers and these, like, just scammers and dirtbags. There's millions of them out there. And you keep finding them all. And they find you. And then it happens again. As long as I keep moving forward until I found the right person that works with me. Now I'm having success. Now I'm getting it through. But I know how it feels to be a loser for 46 years of my life. And now 47, I'm finally figuring out how to win, how to like do things well. But it took me that long to understand and learn all my mistakes and grow maturely. And I was just still fearless in my younger days. I was still going out hammering at it. Just, nope, stolen everything once, boom, stolen everything twice. That didn't work. Just keep going until I found the right vehicle and the right thing that fit me best, which is creating Ash Friendly, creating apps. Like, I never envisioned I'd be creating apps the way that I am back in the day. Like, why would I do that? Like, it doesn't make sense. But it took me a very long time to create Ash Friendly because I had to go through all these stages in life, and then I get it. Because now I have something more of a being. I have, yes, I'm winning little things here and there, not truly becoming a true winner because I don't have the money that backs that. I don't have the big ego that goes back to like, oh, now I win, but it's going to come. Because I kept stuffing the envelope, kept stuffing it, and then as soon as it'll burst, and then I'll be able to eventually win at that time, but I don't know that. And I don't know when you're going to make it, but you need to keep stuff in the envelope. You need to keep working on things that I'm going to try this. I'm scared out of my mind. This is something new, but I'm going to try it anyways. You might like it. You might enjoy it. You might suck at it, but still enjoy it. You might be great at it and suck at it. It doesn't, I mean, I'm sorry, you might be enjoy it, yeah, but you might suck at it, or you might really be bad at it. It doesn't really matter. It's your trying things to work out to find the path that you're supposed to be on. Even if you keep slugging away at it, keep slugging away. You have Ash Friendly to fall behind. You have a community now that is going to respect you, like for who you are, and don't really need anything from you or want anything from you except to just be a good person. Like I said, treat yourself with respect, treat the environment with respect, and treat the people around you with respect, regardless of what they do to you. And ask them to forgive people and forgive yourself. Because if you can do that, then the strength and pain and sacrifice what life demands from you makes it a lot easier. Because you see yourself doing it and other people are going to follow you. People who have loads of money will follow you. People who have tons of success that are world famous will follow you. Because they're not all complete too. They have certain aspects of their life where they became a winner, but they don't have the overall feeling like a big winner because they don't have all the tools and successful things. Like, I'm still learning and soaking in the ability to win, and I have getting some wins here, but I'm not there yet. I'm going to keep failing and failing and failing until it hits, and then I start gaining more momentum, then I'll fail some more. Because it's not whether or not you win or lose. It's whether you understand and you win. Because you need that understanding. What went wrong? What didn't I do? There is no, like, no, you're not good enough. There is no, I failed, or that doesn't matter. No, it does matter that you lost. Figure out what went wrong to the best of your ability. But don't blame anyone else. Just look at it as a whole. Like, okay, this person and I didn't work out. This situation didn't work out, or I'm going to try it with this person and then this environment, and then I'm going to move these things around until I can figure out what I'm doing. And then you can get that rich satisfaction right there in front of you. Like, wow, I'm figuring out my life of how I can coordinate it so I can win later, even though right now I'm still losing, but that's growth. You're aware of your mistakes. You're aware of knowing that what you need to work on. You're aware that you have some victories and you have some things about you that make you feel important. It's about your feeling, right? You can't look in the mirror and say, oh, I'm successful. You can say it to yourself, and that helps out a lot. You can say it to yourself, I'm successful, I'm handsome, I'm beautiful. This, that works amazing because you're giving yourself love back to yourself and it's reflecting back at you. And that works if you just need that part. Because that, you need to look at it saying, you're here, you're alive. Whatever you are, wherever you make mistakes you made, whatever hateful thing you may have done or loving thing you've done or failure you've done, I'm here. I'm alive. I'm breathing. I'm making it. And that's success alone. Because a lot of people don't get it. You may be thinking like, well, I'm only like, you know, 19. I'm only 25. I'm only 35, 45, 50, whatever it is. Not everyone gets to live to that age. And the older you get, it's a gift to be this old. It's a gift to have all your abilities or non-disabilities or whatever you have. Because keep in mind that if a lot of people who are mentally challenged are the happiest people in the world, and we need to protect them. We need to find ways to keep these people safe because they have the true happiness. It's not about their diet. It's not about what they look like. It's about the people around them and their ability to be happy all the time. And find greatness in loving things and the little things that they do every day. Whether it's like eating an ice cream and it tastes so good and people are going to not like you because why does that person get to enjoy ice cream? Where is this happiness coming from? I want that. But you know it comes from losing and trying and losing and trying. And then you get to that point where you're eating that ice cream or enjoying that cookie or enjoying that glass of water. Man, that water tastes great. Because you went through the struggle of life and you made it out and you kept grinding. And the people around you still love you, still respect you, and want you part of their life. Now, if you don't have anyone like that, then you need to work on yourself saying, I love myself, I love who I am, and I'm going to respect who I am. Because then more people will be drawn to you that respect you. Because when you respect yourself, real reflects real. Respect gives respect. You'll hold the door open for more people. You'll be courteous. You'll be thankful for people. And they'll do the same for you and look out for you, not even knowing who you are, but they can see your vibe. They can see that you're a loving person. Yeah, you may be a loser right now, but it's not going to be like that forever. You will win. You will find your own path. I don't know why I can tell you that, but what I can tell you, it just is. Because everyone, from my mentors, from the people that I listen to, from successful people, from absolute people you think that are complete losers, from homeless people, for poor people, for people who have made mistakes and in jail, you will find the path that you're on, and it'll feel right as you get closer and closer to it. And like, wow, I'm right where I need to be. And that's how it works. Well, folks, I want to thank you very much for listening to Ash Friendly. I deeply appreciate it. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the people around you, love the environment a little more every day, we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you for listening to Ash Friendly. Have a wonderful night.